第三节呢，我们就看到这里啊，这个是大卫所写的，可能是大卫所写的一首诗啊。那么呢，他在3000年前呢，大卫跟所罗门的时代，当时呢，那个赞美已经是很专业了。
Oh, this is a psalm written by David. Let's look at verse 1-3. This is more than 3,000 years ago. At that time, priests are already very professional.
大卫王的时代呢，诗班有三班啊，那个总共呢有280人那么多。
In the time of David, choir had there are three choirs, a total of 280 people.
但是在历代志上23章呢。23章第五节那里呢就讲到那个昼月的人单单昼月的人呢就有4000
In 1 Chronicles 23 verse 5 it says orchestra had 4,000 people
所以我们所读的诗篇呢是既是为祷告而写也是为了颂唱而写出来的
The psalm we read today it was written as a prayer but also asfor praising, as a praising song.
感谢神在 Peoria 这里呢有很多的青少年人跟孩子们啊他们有没有学乐器的
Thank God we have many younger, youth and children.
这是很好的啊盼望他们呢能够在这个圣诞节啊或者感恩节的时候啊能够有一个乐队啊或者合唱啊出来赞美主。
That they might praise God and use their instruments during the Thanksgiving and Christmas.
人是会思想、会创作的动物。
Human is a creature that capable of thinking and creating.
也更是呢用语言跟音乐来表达的动物。
And even more capable of language and music.
我们看不见神。
We don't see God.
但是呢，我们能够呢。感悟到神的美妙。
But we can sense and appreciate His wonderfulness.
从我们的环境或者从我们的生活当中从我们的记忆当中我们能够感悟到神他的爱他的美妙。
We can sense His love in our memory, in our environment, in our life.
因此我们能够表达出衷心的喜乐跟崇敬。
And such we can express our heartfelt joy and worship.
在宇宙当中呢有一些东西在一定的频率的电磁波里面呢就会发出声音。
In the cosmos, there are creatures and creations that can generate sound at a certain electromagnetic frequency.
有时候晚上我们睡觉的时候哎你就听到下雨的声音。
You can hear rain in the night.
有时候你看去到海边的时候听到那个浪的声音。
You can hear the sound of waves, by the seashore.
还有鸟兽这个虫昆虫秋天最多了哈那些虫声。
You can hear, chirping of birds and also beasts and insects.
而人呢是万物之灵。
Humans created to be to rule over all creatures.
人会制造出各种不同声音的乐器。
Humans capable of making music instruments.
从这个风挂在门口那些风铃啊，或者那个钢琴啊、吉他啊、风琴等等。
From wind bell, piano, guitar.
更美妙的呢是我们的口能够唱出高高低低不同的声音。
And even more wonderful is our vocal that we can sing,
都是神的恩赐。
This is all God's gift.
所以除了天使之外呢这个人的音乐跟歌声是宇宙当中最奇妙的声音了。
From angels, the music and sound of human are the most amazing, sounds in the universe.
好，那么从第4节到第9节呢， 我们看到为什么要赞美神呢？是为了神的言语，神的作为。
In verse 4-9, we see that why do we pray for God? It's because of His word and deed.
圣经确定有许多的世界，或者有许多个宇宙。
God assured us that universe.
在这个希伯来书第十一章三节说，我们因信就知道诸世界呢是神的话语造成的。
As in Hebrews 11, that says, by our trust we know that God says the universe was formed by God's command.
在希伯来书第一章三节第一节到三节呢，就说到神的儿子耶稣基督呢，是神让他承受诸世界，但是承受整个万有，但是呢，更是借着他来创造诸世界的。
It also says in chapter 1 that this God made the world by Jesus.
那么有一个礼拜天下午我没事做的时候呢，有机会呢在家里就打开那个 YouTube 来听那个音乐。
There was a Sunday afternoon in a leisure time.
那么上面呢听到那个有一个指挥叫做 Leonard Bernstein, 他指挥那个交响乐团跟唱那个Joseph Haydn 的清唱局创世纪 Genesis.
I listened on the YouTube music commanded.
我推荐给大家回去可以听听这个哈，那个两个小时那么长，但是是最美妙的敬拜。
The music conducted by Leonard Bernstein, for the music piece authored by Joseph Haydn.It's an oratorio, the creation. It's 2 hours long. It's very, it's very nice.
Yeah,
I suggest you all listen to this.
海顿呢，他被称为交响乐之父啊。那么他是在那个写了一首叫做《基督十架七言》这个管弦乐。
Haydn is also called father for Symphony. He once read the seven last words of Christ on the cross.
但是十年后呢，他就写成这首《创世纪》（Genesis）。
And 10 years later, he finished this oratorio, the Genesis creation.
他一生写了108首这个不同的交响乐啊，各种的乐曲、乐章。
In his life, he authored 108 symphonies.
每一次他写之前呢，他都在上面呢写着奉主的名。
In all his works, he inscribed that in Christ's name.
当他完成一个乐章以后呢，完成一个乐曲以后呢，他就写荣耀归主。
Upon finish, he said, "Glory to God."
那么这个创世纪里面呢，假如你听他呢，他就讲写到这个用音乐来表达神创造从第一天到第六天的那个过程啊，非常的幽默啊，非常的奇妙。
In his creation, he used music to describe the process of God's creation. It's very amazing.
尤其到最后呢，是他写那个乐章呢，是那个亚当跟夏娃两个人在伊甸园里面对唱啊，也向神来唱歌，哇，真是美妙！那个时候人还没有犯罪。
Especially by the last, that he used to do it, from Adam and Eve, before that time.But at that time, that was before people sin.
所以这两个小时呢，是我经历过的最美妙喜乐的敬拜啊！这是对耶稣基督的创造啊，他的爱，他的这个敬拜。
This is the best 2 hours of worship I ever experienced.
今天我们早就失去了伊甸园。
Today, long after we lost the Garden of Eden.
那么人类呢是活在种种的忧虑跟恐惧当中。
And human being live in all kinds of anxious anxiety and fears.
内心的矛盾。
We have struggles in our heart.
生活上的压力。
Life pressures.
还有呢担心经济危机。
Worry about the economical crisis.
还有这个恐怖分子啦。
Terrorists.
会不会有核子战争啦
？Nuclear war.
那么还有各处的森林大火啊，或者水灾啦。
Forest fires, flood.
我们一天到晚的担心，报纸上在跟这个。电视上面呢看到的都不是多好的消息。
We worry day and night. We see all kinds of bad news from news and TV.
但是每一天晚上呢，我们还可以抬头看到星星月亮。
But each night we can still look upon the skies.
每天早上我们起来还看到这个阳光很柔和的照在这个草坪上。
Each morning we can still see the gentle sunshine shining upon the lawn.
在 Peoria, 你看到周围有一些金黄色的田野，非常漂亮。
In Peoria, you can see some golden field around us.
这个你的花园里面呢，可能还有野兔，还会有松鼠。
There might be rabbits and squirrels in your yard.
那么树上呢，还有许多的鸟啊，蓝色的、红色的都有，是吧
？There are kinds of birds, blue and red in color.
今天早上我们开车来的时候。哇，在阴底下暴雨大雨，但是一路来越来这个天越来越漂亮，这个蓝天蓝得真漂亮。
As I driving from Indy to here, there was a big storm, heavy rain in Indy. But as we drive, it become the sky become blue and blue. It's more beautiful.
还有我们生活上哈，大家随时可以吃到非常好的水果，是吧？各种各样、不同味道、不同形状的好水果。
In our lives, we can enjoy all kinds of fresh fruits.
有鲜美的鱼肉。
And delicious fishes.
尽管有时候工作啊或者生活啊，我们累得像个泄气皮球。
Even though sometimes we are so tired, like a depleted ball.
人生里面饱尝的酸甜苦辣。
We experience all kinds of changes in our lives.
但是人生还是那么丰富，那么精彩。
But yet our life is still vivid and wonderful.
你的家人，你的孩子还是那么可爱家庭里面真是快乐。
Each one in your family and especially little ones are so lovely and cute.
千万年来，这个伊甸园的影子从来没有消逝。
Throughout the history, our longing for returning the Garden of Eden did not.
神的爱还是向人招手。
God's love still waving to us.
感谢神啊，我们活着就是靠神的话。
Thank God we live by His word.
就基督用他全能的命令托住万有。
Jesus Christ upholds the universe by the word of His power.
我们因为信主。我们得到天父称我们做他的儿女。
By trusting in the Lord, the Heavenly Father called us His children.
我们要永远的在主面前感谢赞美他的大恩。
That we can thank and praise God in front of God forever.
那么主的话这么宝贵。
God's word is so precious.
我们有没有每一天都学习呢
Did we study it each day?
我们遇到问题的时候我们有没有从神的话当中来 寻求引导
In our difficult times, did we seek guidance from God's word?
今天早上起来我们有多少人寻求过神的话语
How many people did you seek God's word this morning when you wake up?
求神让我们注重他的话常常呢寻求他的话因为这个话语才是世界上最宝贵的。
I pray God that to inspire you to always, to seek His word. Always.
第二点呢，是从第十节到第十二节。
From verse 10 to verse 12.
要为什么赞美感恩呢？为神的筹算。
What do we praise God for? For His plans.
耶和华使列国的筹算归于无有。
The Lord for the plans of the nations.
在好几年前，我在北京那个如家酒店呢，买了一本书，叫做《大国崛起》。
Years ago, I bought a book from a hotel in Beijing called The Rise of the Great Nations.
它就写到现代的列强怎么起来的啊。
It talks about the rising of the modern powers.
有这个葡萄牙啦，西班牙啦，荷兰啦，然后日本啦，俄国啦，英国啦，美国啦。
From Spain, Japan, England, American, and so on.
他们兴起有他们特别的因素。
There are many reasons for their rising.
当时我就感觉到中国在这个世界舞台上面呢将会大有作为。
We also feel that the China will have a lot to do in this world stage.
那么今天呢真的看到这个是事实了。
And today we see it.
那么这当然是我们中国人呢非常关心的事。
This is certainly something that we Chinese are concerned about.
几千年来世界上许多的国家许多的朝代不断的兴起又更替。
In human history, there are many countries and dynasties rising and fall.
千千万万的君王啊他们都有过一番这个大计划啊
Kings,
千秋万世的大计划。
Kings and emperors, had ambitious plans.
但是结果呢每一个君王呢都经历圣经所说的这世界和其上的情欲都过去。
But what's the result? That every one of them experienced.
下面那句是什么
in Bible.
下面那句是什么
And the world is passing away along with its desires.
唯独什么唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存是吧
What's next?But whoever does the will of the God abides forever.
所以以耶和华为神的那国是有福的他所拣选为自己产业的那民是有福的。
So blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he chose for his inheritance.
这里说他是拣选我们的作为他自己产业。
Here it says God chose us to be his inheritance.
但是一般的来说呢这个是指以色列国。
And usually it's referring to Israel.
也是指以基督之道立国治国的那些国家。
Also referring to those countries whose God is the Lord.
你看到好多国家他们的国旗上面呢就有十字架。
In many countries you see cross in their national flags.
那么今天我们很痛惜美国呢美国的政府呢不再承认自己是基督教国家。
Today we're sad that the American government does no longer recognize that America is a Christian country.
不但如此还反其道而行。
And even doing the opposite.
而以色列还没有归向耶稣。
And Israel is still not trusting God, Jesus.
中国呢
What about China?
过去几十年呢中国人是深深的中了无神主义的毒。
In the past decades, Chinese are poisoned by atheism.
到今天
Today,
钱变成中国人的神。
Money become God of most Chinese.
中国人大多都不懂得钱是应该用来奉献给神来帮助人的。
Most Chinese didn't know God, that money is a mean to offer to God and help other people.
来造福这个社会的。
To bless the society.
所以呢人人有一天呢都要向神交账我们怎么用我们的钱。
There will be a day that everyone will have to give account to God, how do we spend our money.
叫醒中国人呢就是我们每一个基督徒的责任了。
Waking up Chinese is the responsibility of are Christian.
让中华民族啊能够成为有福。
To bless the Chinese.
让神州真的可以成为神拣选的产业。
To make the so-called God's land really become God's inheritance.
那你说，哎呀，这个我们做不到啊，怎么办呢？
I said, can't do it. What should we do?
有一件事情呢，我们每个人都能做到的，就是积极的祷告。
One thing we can do, that each one of us, that's your fervent prayer.
神会听你的祷告。
God will listen to your prayer.
让中国人的心灵可以被耶稣基督改变。
That Jesus Christ might change the heart of Chinese.
美国、以色列，甚至穆斯林也能改变。
The heart of Americans, of Israel, and even Muslims can also be changed.
但是我们要顺服神的指示。
But we must obey God's will.
专心祷告。
Devoted in prayer.
有机会的时候呢，还要在主的引导下面呢，你发出福音的声音，为主做见证。
In opportunities, we have to spread gospel and give our testimonies.
主耶稣说，你们如果有信心，像一颗小芥菜种。
Jesus says, if you have a faith like a grain of mustard seed,
你就能够移山。
You can move mountains.
所以各位或者你可以通过你的 Facebook, 或者你的微博、微信或者 email, 把圣经跟耶稣介绍给你所认识的、所接触的人。
You can use all kinds of means, like Facebook, QQ, emails, to introduce Bible and Jesus to the people around you.
或者年轻人有一些更好的方式你们懂我不懂的。
Some younger ones might have even better means that you know I don't know.
是你能够运用来服侍主的。
That things you can use to serve the Lord.
让我们祷告神的计划在我们每一个人身上成就。
We pray that God's plan accomplish in each one of your lives.
也成就在人们的身上。
Accomplishing people's lives.
相信神的筹算必定成就。
We trust God's plan always prevail.
Amen.
Amen.
好，还有要为什么祷告呢？要为神在审判中的救恩祷告。
So what do we pray for? We pray for the salvation during judgment.
十三节到十九节。
From verse 13 to 19.
所以说耶和华是从天上观看看见一切的世人。
It says, the Lord looks down from heaven and sees all kinds of things.
神是全知全能的但是他让人呢自由发展。
God is omniscient and omnipotent, but he gives people free will.
但是他并不是不知道我们心里面所存的是什么。
And he knowswhat's in our heart.
最近几个月有那个在中国山东有这个济南那里有一场审判。
In the past several months, there is a judicious trial in Jinan, in China, Shandong, in the Shandong province of China.
哇，很精彩哈。
It was very
相当的透明，相当的震撼，是不是？
And it's transparent and also had a lot of impact.
举世瞩目。
It attracts the world attention.
但是审判也是可怕的。
It's also fearful trial.
神也知道我们每一个人的事。有一天他要按公义来审判每一个人呢。
God knows what's going on in each of our lives.
他知道
there will be a day he will judge us according to his judgment.
他知道你跟我的事，也知道 Putin 或者 Obama 的事，或者知道那个伊朗那个总统鲁哈尼的事。
He knows what's in our lives, and he knows what's in the life, in Obama's life and Putin's life, and even the president of Syria's life.
他会有公义的审判。
He will judge, us.
他也知道。各位小朋友们在电脑面前所看的所做过的所说过的一切神都知道。
He also knows what we see in the computer and also what we have spoken.
但是他还不愿意太快地审判我们。
But he did not wish, he did not come too quickly to judge us.
因为神不愿意一个人沉沦，乃是愿意人人都悔改。
Because he does not wish that anyone should perish, but all should reach repentance.
因此他留给我们机会，常常警告我们。
He gave us opportunities and warn us.
他有时候轻轻地阻止我们，有时候呢罚得稍微重一点。
He sometimes stopped us, very lightly, and sometimes punishment was slightly heavy.
那对基督徒呢，他的处罚往往是恰到好处的。
He always do just the right degree. He handles us just to the right degree, to Christians.
如果我们在家里不像样，他就会容许我们家庭有一些烦恼来到。
If we're not doing right in our homes, we will have trouble in our homes.
是要让我们悔改。
So that
让我们留意他的话，学习主耶稣的样子。
So that we can study his word and imitate Jesus.
他向我们所怀的不是降灾祸，乃是赐平安的意念，要叫我们悔改，叫我们末后有指望。
His plans for us is for welfare and not for evil, so that we might repent and we might have and give us a future and hope.
所以各位弟兄姐妹，各位朋友，各位在烦恼当中的人，在患病中的人，
So brothers,
要敬畏神。
So brothers and sisters, people in troubles and people in sickness, you shall worship God.
为什么不仰望救主耶稣呢？
Why not look upon the Lord Jesus?
我最喜欢的一句呢，是耶和华的眼目看顾敬畏他的人和仰望他慈爱的人。
This is my favorite. The eyes of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his steadfast love.
神的眼看顾敬畏他的人和仰望他慈爱的人。
The eyes of the Lord is on those who fear him and on those who hope in his steadfast love.
以前 我的家庭呢是个佛教徒，那么后来呢又变成了无神的狂徒。
I was once a Buddhist, and then later become an arrogant atheist.
但是当我听到福音的时候，我就知道这个呢是世界上最宝贵的信仰。
But when I heard about gospel, I know this is the most precious belief in this world.
我就当时呢就有一个心愿，宁愿呢被打死打伤也不能够没有耶稣。
So I have a will that I would rather be killed and injured than not having Jesus.
我宁愿一生贫穷困难没有出息，那也不能够没有耶稣。
I would rather live a poor life without any accomplishment than not having Jesus.
主耶稣为我牺牲他一切的尊荣。
But Jesus sacrificed all his glories.
他爱我胜过世上的任何人。
To love us that more than anyone can do.
神爱我们每一个人。
That God loves each one of us.
胜过世上任何的事，任何的人。
But more than any people in this world can do.
神也主耶稣对我们的关系是太密切了。
God is so, Jesus is so close to us.
那么你说这个世界上有很多的基督徒还是受苦难呢？
There are many Christians in this world are still suffering.
在巴基斯坦有一个教堂，大概跟我们差不多吧，100多人聚会出来，然后呢，这个恐怖分子连续2个炸弹，炸死了好多的基督徒啊。
In a church about same size like ours in Pakistan, and after service was a terrorist had a bomb attack, and many people are killed.
不仅仅如此而已。
Not only so.
在埃及70多个这个基督徒的聚会堂点呢都被破坏了。
more than 70 churches in Egypt are destroyed.
在堪雅最近那些恐怖分子谁不是穆斯林的就枪杀，是吧？在那个 shopping mall 上面。
Also in the shopping mall in Kenya, there are many innocent people are killed by terrorists.
那么基督徒在许多反对我们的国家里面受害，难道神不知道吗？
That Christians are persecuted in many countries. Doesn't God know this?
神知道的
God knows.
神看基督徒的血为他的名，为他的道所流的血呢，是非常宝贵的。
God cherishes the blood that all Christians shed for His name.
而且呢，神也应许信主的人呢有永生不至于定罪。
God also promised that whoever trusts in Him will have eternal life and not condemned.
主为他们预备了永生
God prepared eternal life.
而基督徒在经过患难在患难当中得胜的基督徒呢，有特别的赏赐。
And the Christians who overcome suffering will be rewarded.
神的眼目看顾敬畏他和仰望他慈爱的人。
The eye of the Lord is on those who fear Him and those who hope in His steadfast love.
在中信月刊里面在我们所认识的基督徒当中，有一些人在患难的时候看到神对他们特别的看顾跟拯救。
In Christian magazine describes the people around us that experience God's blessings, God's salvation in their suffering.
昨天晚上有一个十点多钟有一个电话来是一位九十几岁的老人家打给我的。
Last night, 10 p.m., I received a call from an old man in his 90 years.
哇，他经过很多的苦难。
He experienced many suffering.
最近还得了一场大病。
He was ill recently.
他写了一本书叫做我是一个小驴驹，他是主耶稣的小驴驹。小驴驹。
He wrote a book that I'm a donkey of the Lord.
Yeah. 就是说他是主的仆人，主吩咐他做什么他就做什么。
He's the servant of the Lord.
94岁了，最近还到中国去了一个多月，带了60多个人来信主。
At the age of 94, he spent a month in China recently and led 64 people into Christ.
前几年我们去以色列的时候呢，以色列也有王长老他呢病得非常重有癌症又不能够开车送我们
A few years ago, Elder Wang went with us to Israel, and he had cancer. He was ill, and he can't drive for us.
那么第二次我们再去的时候，看见了，他好好的。
When the second time we went there, he was recovered.
他说他病得很严重的时候，他这个灵魂已经跑出身体了，从上面看到医生怎么样来给他开刀他有肺癌医生开刀
And he said when he was severely ill during his surgery of his lung cancer that his soul has left his body. He can watch that doctors are having surgery on his body.
神告诉他你要继续留在以色列为我做见证。
And he said he thinks God told him that You should remain in Israel and to be my witness.
他跟我是同样的，从越南出来的。他是从海上逃出来的。那么结果呢，在被以色列呢救到以色列去了。
He's like us, like me. Fled from Vietnam, through ocean. That he was rescued by Israel and then settled in Israel.
以色列呢不喜欢基督教，所以现在呢 很少有牧师传道人能够在以色列留下来的。
Israel didn't like Christianity, and it's very rare that preachers of Christian, the Christian preachers can stay in Israel.
但是这个王长老啊，七十多岁啊，他是有以色列的国籍，他能够继续呢，在加密山那一带那个海阀那个城市，还有特拉维夫啊，各处的教会里面呢服侍啊。来向以色列人来见证主耶稣的恩惠慈爱。
And this other one, he's 70 years old, he got his citizenship of Israel, that he may remain in Israel and preach in many cities like Haifa, Tel Aviv.
感谢神啊，主耶稣啊，他的爱奇妙。
Thank God that God's love is amazing.
他说人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
He says the Son of Man come to seek who is lost.
他说他要服侍我们，他要为我们舍命，做我们的赎价。
He come to serve us and give his life as a ransom for us.
今天呢，我们以为世界的和平是靠美国、苏联或者中国的武力平衡起来来维持的。
Often today people thought that the peace is a balance between many big powers.
前一阵子哈，这个奥巴马说几乎要去打那个轰炸那个叙利亚。
Not long ago, President Obama almost decided to bomb Syria.
那个时候有很多人就写信来啊，要求祷告。那是我呢，是彻底反战的。
Many people write letters, for prayer. I'm an anti-war person.
以前我在越南的时候被抓去当兵。
When I was in Vietnam,
当时呢，我们跟几十万的美军并肩作战。
I was a soldier fighting on the same side as many American soldiers.
我们的武器，我们的战术越打越精良。
Our weapons, our tactics are very advanced and sophisticated.
起初呢是那个一发一发的子弹，后来呢是卡宾枪枪啊连续发的，到后来呢 M16 啊这个哇好像就是这个一个很轻的这个机关枪一样。
From single shot rifles to M16 machine guns.
那么那个飞机呢有 B52 那个空中堡垒啊，一炸起来下面就好像地毯一样，就整个城市都可以没有的。
We have carpet bombings from B52.
那人在几公里以外呢也会震到七孔流血的。一公里以外啊。
The shock waves can cause us ear to bleed even at several kilometers away.
我们外面呢还有美国的第七舰队在哪里呢？来保护巡航。
We're also covered by the U.S. Navy Seventh Fleet.
结果呢，我们还是打败了。
But what's the result? We're still defeated.
几百万的军民就打死了。
There are millions of people's military and civilian are killed.
美军在哪里死伤了十几万啊，十五万多十六万。
There are 160,000 casualties for U.S. soldiers.
所以君王不能够因兵多得胜，勇士不能因力大得救。
So the king.Is not saved by his great army. A warrior is not delivered by his great strength.
靠武力是枉然的。
It's hopeless, to rely on his.
感谢主啊！经过这个九年战场的生活，他救我脱离了死亡，也脱离了伤残啊。
Thank God, in this 9 years war time that he saved me, delivered away from.Death and keep me safe.
人唯一可靠的不是武力。
The only thing you might trust is not the power.
不是金钱。
And not money.
不是健康。
Not health.
不是学问地位。
Not even knowledge and reputations.
是什么？
So what's it?
耶稣的爱。
The love of Jesus.
耶稣的爱。
The love of Jesus.
不管任何情况。
Regardless of circumstance.
让我们靠主的慈爱，好不好？
Rely on Lord's love.
最后啊，二十节到二十二节，请大家一同读。
Last, in verse
等候耶和华，他是我们的帮助，我们的盾牌，我们的心依靠他欢喜，因为我们向来依靠他的圣名。耶和华，求你照着我们所仰望你的，向我们施行慈爱。感谢主啊，这个英文要不要读？
好，OK. Our souls wait for the Lord. He is our help and our shield.For our hearts glad in Him, because we trust in His holy name. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you.
在祷告赞美中，敬畏神的人把自己的心跟我们所关心的事来感谢祷告。
In the prayer and worship and praise, the people who fear the Lord put their heart and what's in their heart in front of God.
欢欢喜喜的倚靠主的慈爱。
Rely on the Lord of, the Lord of, rely on Jesus Lord, joyfully.
靠他的帮助，靠他的保护。
Rely on His help and His protection.
向来等候耶和华是什么意思？
What's the meaning of waiting upon the Lord?
就是呢，我们要养成一个习惯，天天调整我们的心。
It means we must form a habit that tune our heart each day.
好像调好的电视台或者喜爱的那个网页，你一按就上去了，让你的心一下子就跟主接触起来。
Tune our heart to the Lord, just like a preset radio station or your favorite web pages that just by one click you can get there.
求主赦免洁净我们的心，然后呢？有欣赏神的荣耀。
May God cleanse us and forgive us, that we might come to appreciate His glory.
然后呢，我们关怀那个远处、近处的人啊，各种的事，向主祷告。
We may love and care the people around us, near and far.
让神调整我们的心。
Let God change our heart.
几年来我有一张祷告表啊，谢谢这个弟兄啊，能够在这个夹页里面啊，大家可以看得到啊，那个这个是简化的啊，我自己呢有一张比较更详细一点的。
Over the years, I generated a weekly prayer schedule as you have this insert in your bulletin.
这个呢
this is the simplified version.
这个呢是一个简化的，让大家呢可以做一个参考。
This is for your reference.
每一天我们呢都有不同的祷告。
That each day we can pray for different.
首先呢是为自己来感谢仰望认罪。
You can confess and give thanksgivings for yourself.
的内容呢就是有什么要悔改的，学习什么。
And、things to come to repent.And things to learn, lessons to learn.
好像呢好了，然后为教会祷告，为世界祷告，为家庭祷告，还有为一些特别的感恩祷告啊。
And pray for churches, for the world, and for some special thanksgivings in your life.
还有纪念一些特别的需要。
I remember some need.
不知道大家能不能看得懂，就是从礼拜一到礼拜二、礼拜三、礼拜四、礼拜五、礼拜六还有主日也有，就是每一天都是为自己祷告，为教会祷告，为世界祷告，轮流的为世界上不同的地方祷告，为不同的教会、不同的事工、不同的同工来祷告。
We rotate each day, pray for different contents.
比方说这个礼拜三为自己呢就求主保守，让我避免混乱欲望。
For example, like in, on Wednesday.
然后呢，这个围着教会里面一些冷淡后退的信徒祷告，求主的恩召警醒他们，改变他们。
Pray for believers in your church, for God calling them and bless them and change them.
然后为世界呢，就特别为这个中国的家庭教会、三支教会来祷告，求主兴起好的牧人，让他们呢能够在真理、在爱里面丰丰富富。他们也得到供应。
Especially pray for the church, three souls and home churches in China, and pray that God raise the preachers that they might serve the people they love in love and truth.
是，那么当然这个次序呢，大家呢可能可以设计的更好。
So that you can design this in different sequence.
可以
even better.
可以参考啊。有时候 有时候我呢忘记了一天没有为个这个祷告，第二天呢又可以 catch up 重新的补上来。
Sometimes I forget something but I can catch up the second day.
这个也可以长也可以短就是你祷告的时候有时候时间好像比较紧迫，我可以很快的来主啊，求你就纪念这个。
Sometimes when it's very urgent, you can pray very quickly.
那么就不会遗漏在神面前应该有的代祷。
So with the help of the schedule, you can avoid missing some.
因为神叫我们要凡事祷告，随处祷告，多方祷告，为万人祷告，为执政掌权者祷告，是吧？
Pray always, in all circumstances.Pray for all nations, for the peoples, in authorities.
那重要的呢，是盼望大家能够怎么样在祷告上面呢，能够做一个忠心祷告的基督徒。
The most important is to help everyone become a faithful prayer, warrior.
因为我们的心需要靠神欢喜。
Because our heart.Can only rely on God to have joy.
我们要倚靠他的圣灵。
We must rely on His Holy Spirit.
我们要向他仰望。
We look upon Him.
他才向我们才感，或者说我们才感受得到神向我们所施行的慈爱。
So that we might sense, we may appreciate His love for us.
所以盼望每一个弟兄姐妹在 Peoria 的都能够成为赞美的人，祷告的人。
I hope every brother and sister in Peoria can become a person of prayer, a person of praise.
不知道时间还够不够我们唱一首诗歌后面那首诗歌。
Do we still have time to sing a hymn together?
可以吗？可以哈，可以，那我们就唱一遍吧这个先听诗琴弹一弹那个调，第一遍，然后第二遍呢，我们就唱第一节，好吧？好，我们慢慢来跟着唱哈。第一节，我们同来靠主欢乐，真知人的赞美真合意，弹琴称谢耶和华，奏起弦琴歌颂他，应当向主唱新歌，弹得巧妙声洪亮，主的言语作为 诚心，他喜爱仁义公平，仁义有公平，遍地满载主慈爱，满载主慈爱。唱得很好，我们连续的唱好不好？第二节，诸天，诸天从我主命令造成，从他口中起造成，他举起大水如雷，斥责风浪定海水，愿全地人敬拜他，世上列国都惧怕，所有旧有名利旧利，列国大起便无忧，十年无功效，我主筹算永坚定，主旨永长存。第三节，靠耶和华立国真有福，主所拣选的人真有福，我们是主的产业，基督是我的产业，他从天父看时辰，看见地上亿万人，他造人心，留一人作为，君王群强也失败，壮士也衰败，靠兵靠马真可笑，白马救不了啊！对不起啊，这个因为来不及把它翻译成英文啊，那么杨弟兄可以帮忙。
Sorry,
我们唱第四节哈、
啊，
让我们的青少年人呢都可以唱了，假如有英文、啊。
So、I use my sting together.
OK， 第四节。
Now,
请大家起立一起来唱啊。
Now please stand up. Let's sing the first stanza.
歌唱主的慈爱。
Fourth stanza.
来，上主看顾敬畏他的人，救赎仰望他慈爱的人，救我们极大失望，劝我越过大火湾，我心天天等候主，使我盾牌常保护，心里喜乐称谢主耶稣，我们必靠他欢心，天天靠主你，使我们心灵所爱，歌唱主慈爱。亲爱的主，我们谢谢你，因为你的话语，你的命令。
Dear Lord, we thank you for your words and your commands.
为着你的筹算，感谢赞美你。
We praise you for your plans.
我们也深信主的筹算必然成就。
We trust your plan will prevail.
主耶稣一定要回来。
That Jesus will come back.
求主帮助我们做敬畏你、仰望你慈爱的人。
We pray that God